It's now December 19th in our calendar for Advent. Only about 5 days for Easter, or the Christmas of the Christmas Eve. I want to start just quick with the one of our lines in the Psalms, because this date in the year is always the same, and it's always very connected to something important. And today it is a birth, the birth of a child. And we heard in responsorial psalm, "For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength." And first, we should always thank our mothers and our fathers, because we are in the world. And every one of you, myself, praise God from him and my mom and dad, because I'm alive. Well, that's just by itself a miracle to be in this world. You're able to come to school, you're able to walk and talk, you're able to come to this wonderful place and also challenging place that God has given us. And then we have the Gospel and the Old Testament that are very similar. Both as an angel, both as a mother that is not a mother yet, and has a name. Right? So we have in Judges, we have an angel that comes to speak to the mother who is afraid. The angel said, "Do not be afraid." It says that she will have a baby, and her name, and the name of this child will be, who's the first name? What do you think? Yep, Christian. Samson. And then basically the same thing happens, it was many, many, many hundred years later. We have this time it's an angel that comes to a father who's not a father yet. The angel came. Do you remember the name of the angel? Who's that? Yep, Owen. Gabriel. And he told Zechariah that his wife will have a child. And he didn't believe that angel, Gabriel. And eventually we hear that Elizabeth, who didn't have a child yet, did have a child. That was John the Baptist. And of course, this is really the story and the truth that then we come to Mother Mary, who is conceived from the Holy Spirit for Jesus Christ. So we're hearing these two stories, the truthful stories, that are pointing to Jesus, which is pointing to Christmas itself. Let's continue to prepare ourselves well before Christmas.